The contributions are really... The contributions are really immeasurable in every sense of the word. I don't know if any of us even appreciate fully how much we've gained from being able to learn with and from Rav Twersky over the summer, just to be able to share the base manager with him. I know I speak not just on behalf of all the NCSYers, but on behalf of the entire administration and the Rabbeim on the program, for the guidance, for the leadership, for the Harvatas Torah that we've been able to receive from Rav Twersky. And of course, it's most appropriate that he kicks off the Lel Iyun and shares some words of farewell and bracha as he will take leave tonight from the program until next year, God willing. Please give your attention to Rav Twersky.
Person who is Osek B'Torah Bulbad, who's 24-7, Yomim V'Layla, Osek, he's preoccupied exclusively with Torah, and there's no component of Chesed in his life. So we would think, okay, so maybe there's something missing. Chazal tells Dona, Kemisha Ein Lo Eloka. It's as if he has no emotional. He's in the Beis Medrash 24/7, in a corner in the Beis Medrash with his Gemara, with his Shtender, 24/7. There's no component of Chesed. Don't make me shame or loka. The other Maimer, perhaps just to review initially, the Gemara and Shabbos with which you're all familiar. The perspective Ger comes to Shammai and to Hillel and poses the following question: "Mandeni kala Torah kulak she'oneh al regel achas." That translates literally: "Teach me the entire Torah while I'm standing on one foot." Shammai throws him out, and Hillel paraphrases for him: "Va'ahavta l'reacha kamocha." How does "Va'ahavta l'reacha kamocha" encapsulate Kol HaTorah Kula? So Rashi says that Hillel is interpreting Rea in this context not as your fellow human being, your human friend, but rather as your divine friend, as Re'acha v'Rea Avich Al Tazo, as an allusion to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in which case we understand V'Ahavta Le'acha Kamocha means you have to love your friend HaKadosh Baruch Hu as you love yourself. You have to listen to everything he says. But there is a pshat, both from the Vilna Gaon as well as the Baal HaTanya, that they both clearly indicate that they understood the Gemara differently than Rashi. They say that when the Ger, the prospective Ger, said to Shammai and Hillel, "Lamdeini kol HaTorah kulak sheni omer al regel achas," that question should be understood against the background of the Mishnah in Ovos of Al Shlosha Dvarim Ha'olam Omer Al HaTorah Al Avod Al Gunas Chasadim. So as it were, the Mishnah says that there are three pillars that hold up the world. And the Ger is coming and says, can you reduce it for me even further? Can you simplify that formula even further? So Shammai throws him out. No, so should Ram Olam Omeid. And Hillel tells him, yeah, yes, one can reduce it even further, and tells him and paraphrases him, V'ahavta l'reacha kamocha. So it's clear, according to this understanding, the Vilna Gaon says it very, very b'kitzer, and the Baal HaTanya says it a little bit more elaborately. But it's clear, according to their understanding, that when Hillel says V'ahavta l'reacha kamocha, he doesn't mean the way Rashi took it. No, but he really means V'ahavta l'reacha kamocha. So somehow or other, V'ahavta l'reacha kamocha can be a reflection of Kol HaTorah Kula. So I'd like, Be'ezus Hashem Lineder, to very briefly offer three perspectives on the incredible centrality and indispensability of Chesed Ben Odom HaChavero that these two Ma'amari Chazal highlight. Each of the perspectives is worth elaborating upon, but just to mention each one b'kitzur. The Baal HaTanya gives the following mashal. The Baal HaTanya says, if you look at the rays of the sun, the closer the rays are, right? So you actually imagine here's the ball of the sun, and then you have the various rays which the sun emits. So the closer the rays are to the sun, the closer they are to each other, right? If you paint a mental image for yourself, so you see that, right? The closer that the rays are to the sun, so the closer they are to each other. And the further away the sun's rays move from the sun, from the source, so then the further away they are from each other. So the Baal HaTanya says the nimshal is the sun in the moshel is representing HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The closer one is to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the rays of the neshamas of the Jewish people, the closer one is to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the closer one naturally feels, the closer one is, and therefore the closer one naturally feels to one's fellow Jews. It's categorically impossible to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu and not love Jews. If a person genuinely loves HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it must translate into Ahavas Yisrael. And if there's no Ahavas Yisrael, so then that's a sure indicator that there isn't genuine Ahavas Hashem either. That's one perspective on the centrality, the indispensability of Chesed Ben Odom HaChavero. The second one, maybe we need to sort of stretch our minds a little bit more. Reb Soloveitchik writes in various places in his Ksavim, he presents the following fundamental and foundational idea. And try to listen carefully, Reb Soloveitchik. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is perfect and self-sufficient. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need anything from anyone. He's absolutely independent, self-sufficient. So what that then tells us is that although it's impossible to know, and therefore we shouldn't even speculate as to why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, we don't know why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. But what we do know is that Bria Sa'olam, creation, was and is something altruistic. We do know, without being able to speculate on the why of why HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, that he didn't do it because there was anything in it for him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is absolutely independent. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is absolutely self-sufficient. So without crossing into territory where no human mind or any created mind can go to try to understand why the world was created, we don't know. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to. We don't know, we can't say more than that. But what we do know descriptively is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world as an act of chesed. And basically, as the Rav explains, it's a pasuk, Olam Chesed Yivane. The world was created as an act, as an expression of chesed. That being the case, a person cannot then turn around and say, Ribono Shel Olam, my avodah Hashem will consist exclusively of Torah, of Tefillah. The context, the very reason we are here, the very reason any one of us, every one of us, anything, everything is here, is as an act of chesed. So, Memenga, what that translates into is that the context of our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to also be built upon a foundation of chesed. And hence, someone who says he has only Torah is a filu Torah ein lo, and is doma kemisha ein lo eloka lachmono mitzlan. The third perspective, maybe we'll begin by mentioning the Rambam. The Rambam is talking specifically, he happens to be talking about the mitzvahs of kibbutz of aim, of motor of aim, the mitzvah of honoring and having a sense of reverence, esteem, awe for one's parents. But by implication, what he says addresses the whole realm of Ben Adam Machaveiro. Rambam quotes the famous stories from the Gemara and Kiddushin. I'm sure many of you have learned them, about Dama ben Nesina, the Gentile who served as a paradigm for evincing, for displaying the proper attitude towards his parents. And apparently his mother, when she got older, must have suffered from dementia or something. So in one episode, she takes a kiss, Shel Zehuvim, she takes a purse full of golden coins and throws it into the ocean. Another time, he's sitting together with a Gedolei Romi, and maybe in the Roman Senate, wherever it was, and she comes and she tears his fancy clothing, and he doesn't react. He doesn't react to the provocation. He keeps a respectful silence. When the Rambam quotes that din, so the first time he says, Yikabel gzeres hakosu v'yishtok, a person should accept the mitzvah and keep silent. And the second time, the Rambam elaborates further and says that in not responding to that provocation from one's parents, so a person should be misyarei mimi shetziva al mora'an. A person is showing his mora shanayim, his fear of Hashem, by showing fear towards his parents, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded it. And extrapolating from this Rambam, there's a tremendous yisod here. Relatively speaking, again, those words are key in this context. Relatively speaking, it's easy or easier to be machnia oneself, to humble oneself directly before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a no-brainer. It's a no-brainer. Everything is from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Our existence is through Him, because of Him. So obviously a person stands b'hachna'a, a person stands submissively, humbly, without ears before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But when we're told to be machnia ourselves before another person, that's a much, much greater challenge. Again, in the Rambam's case, so we're told that even if parents are acting unfairly, and even if there is provocation which would seem to justify, to legitimize a response, so then a person has to be machnia himself to his parents, and in so doing, what he's really doing is showing the ultimate hachna takaruch. Because as we all know, psychologically, it's much, much more difficult, it's much more of a challenge to show our hachnah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the form of being machnia ourselves to another person than it is to just directly be machnia ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And for that reason, chesed is perhaps, again, takes, so let's move away from just the children-parent relationships to the wider spectrum of Ben Odom L'Chavero. Someone insults us. So what's the correct response? And I love Ben Odom L'Chavero is the correct response. But why? I should give it back to him. I should give it back to him. Tit for tat. I should give it back to him the same way he gave it to me. I should give it back to him. In not giving it back to him, in quote, letting him get away with it, so I'm being machnia myself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, more than I am by not eating treif, more than I am by fasting on Yom Kippur, because then it's just directly HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Relatively speaking, that's easier. But when the challenge, when the mitzvah to be machnia myself, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, takes the form of being machnia myself to another person, so that's a much, much bigger challenge. And that's why that really demonstrates an ultimate achna'a to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So just to repeat very quickly the three perspectives. Perspective number one is the Baal HaTanya's moshel, to the rays of the sun. It's impossible to have genuine Avas Hashem without it expressing itself as genuine Avas Yisrael. You can't love your parents and be alienated from your siblings. Number two, Olam Chesed Yivana, the world is Metzias, existence is an existence of Chesed. It's why we exist. Hence, you can't have a relationship, you can't have an Avodas Hashem which doesn't incorporate and accentuate Chesed. And finally, it represents the ultimate Hachno'a. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, by extending ourselves to other people because of his mitzvah. For many years, Baruch Hashem, we've had this chus to come and spend part of the summer or the entire summer here on NCSY Kollel. When I say schus, I don't mean that at all rhetorically, at all euphemistically. I mean it very sincerely and very literally. It's a tremendous schus to come here. Baroshu Bereshona, first and foremost, my Hakaras HaTov goes to Rabbi Benovitz, who on many, many levels makes it happen and is responsible for this incredible Mokom Torah. But the HaKaras HaTov is not limited to Rabbi Benovitz. It basically extends to everyone who makes this Beis Medrash what it is. And that means all those involved, Rabbi Leibowitz, Rabbi Israeli involved with the administration. It means all the Madrichim. It means all the other staff members. And the achronim chavivim, it certainly means the NCSYers as well, who make this such a special and wonderful Mokom Torah, and it's such a zchus to be able to spend time with you and to draw inspiration. In next year, that there are two. If one sort of wants a guarantee of success in Avodas Hashem, so there are two qualities which virtually guarantee that. Again, one has to make sure that his efforts are being directed and applied in the right direction. So I don't mean literally only these two, but there's two qualities where if you look at any big Talmud Chacham, Alanchas Kama Vekama, and Odom Gadol, they all share two qualities in common. One of them is diligence, is that they work hard. No matter how gifted the individual may be, so a person can probably get to the top of his high school class, college class, if he's gifted enough, without working that hard. He has enough of a head start. No one becomes a big Talmud Chacham, Alachas Kama Vekama. No one becomes a gadol, regardless of whatever gifts and abilities they have without hard work, without diligence, without yigiyah namala. The other quality that these individuals have, the individuals who are matzliach, who succeed in their avodas Hashem, is consistency. That there's a tmidius to their efforts. It's not one day on, one day off, but there's a consistency to their efforts. The consistency doesn't mean that they don't take breaks when they need to take breaks. It doesn't mean that they don't relax when they need to relax. But after having built all that into their schedules, after having integrated all that, there's a tmidius. In night shir, we saw that the Rambam says in terms of working on character perfections, so a person has to be shon de'osef tamid. A person has to be constantly assessing, reassessing his midos. When the Rambam talks about one who wants to be zocha, the kesa Torah, one who wants to merit, to earn the crown of Torah, so he says that lo ya'aver afilu layla achas, that a person shouldn't waste, he shouldn't squander even a single night. So what would be he'll squander a single night? So those 4 hours, if it's a summer night, or those 8 hours, if it's a winter night, those 10 hours, those 4 to 10 hours really can make the difference between whether or not the person will learn enough to acquire Kesset Torah. So the answer is, no, it's not something quantitative. The answer is that it's the tmidius, it's the consistency. So Baruch Hashem, you're all in a place where you're Misham Shoavim, you draw inspiration and have aspirations. The secret to realizing them, to having a siyata d'shmaya that they'll materialize, is the diligence and the consistency. And I conclude with a Berkas Hedyot that should be a makuyam for all of you, for all of us.